So do women get the night off when the candles are lit? Hanukkah time is coming. Everyone knows there's some minhag. Women don't work on Hanukkah. What does that come from? So Shulchan Aruch says straight up that no hagos hanashim shvolasos malacha ba'od shaneros dolkos. Women have this minhag that they don't do work, whatever work is, we'll define that hopefully shortly. They don't do malacha while the neros are lit. V'yesh misha omer, she'en lahakalahem, says the Shulchan Aruch, even though in the Beis Yosef he doubted this minhag a little bit and challenged it, he still says, the Torah writes, that you should not be makel. In other words, this minhag has basis in halacha, that women should not be working, but ba'od shahaneros dolkos. Mishnah Berurah clarifies that doesn't mean if your candles have the 4-hour candles or 5-hour candles, that they're off the whole night. What that essentially means is they get a half hour off. The first half hour while it's lit. Okay, but that's still a busy time. I don't know about you, your house, but my house at 5 o'clock, you know, there's usually a lot of stuff going on, or 6 o'clock, whatever it is. A lot of kids running all over the place, and, you know, food needs to be made. You know, kids need to get ready for bed. There's a lot of things happening. So that would be great if women could just sit on the couch during that half hour and say, guess what? I'm off for a half hour. So is that really the halacha or not? Mishnah Berurah also points out that there was a minhag that not only are they off when the candles are lit, they're off the whole day of Hanukkah. Mishnah Berurah clarifies, though, that really is not such a good minhag, and that really has no basis. In fact, being off all of Hanukkah will just lead to other problems, because when a person does nothing all for 8 days, it could cause other problems as well. Fine, so Mishnah Berurah says we adopt this meaning of the half hour, but not necessarily all day. So it begs the obvious question, what is the reason for this minhag? So a couple of reasons are given. Reason number one, I saw some of these reasons quoted in this Torah Journal, Ar Yisrael, the Ar Yisrael Journal, but it's based from a lot of Achronim in the past few hundred years. They write, reason number one, which is brought down in the Be'er HaGolah as well, is that so that you don't come to use the candles. So they don't come to be mishtamish in the aura of Hanukkah. In other words, if they're bustling around and they're busy with work, what are they going to do? They're going to come to use the candlelight. They're not supposed to use the candlelight for anything else. Reason number one. Reason number two that's given is that so you don't forget about the candles. If you're so busy with work, you're going to be mesiach das. You're not going to focus on them. And rather, the nes of Hanukkah and the candlelights should be like a yomtiv. Just like on yomtiv, you don't work so that you could focus on the yomtiv. So too, Hanukkah should be, for at least that first half hour, focused on the nes of Hanukkah. And therefore, they shouldn't work like yomtiv. Emphasize like yomtiv. Reason number three is in order so that they can focus on preparing the jelly donuts and the lakas, the seuda of Hanukkah. And therefore, even though there's no mitzvah seuda, still there's a concept to have seuda with zmiros v'tishpachos and divrei Torah. Therefore, in order that they should be lasuk b'tzorchei seuda, when else do we find the concept that you shouldn't work at a certain time in order to prepare? Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, there are certain rules that apply. You shouldn't take haircuts, you shouldn't do other things. Why? Because that time is designated for a preparatory time. Fine. Now, the obvious question we need to deal with then is, so why women? What about men? Men have the same problems, presumably. Maybe they're going to touch the nair, they're not going to appreciate Yontif, they're going to be Mesiach Das. Says the Mishnah Berurah, pipes up, no, this only applies Dafka by Nashim. Why? What's the reason Mishnah Berurah says? Why only women? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Nes happened Al Yedehem. Like we're going to learn later on, Yehudis was one of the daughters of the Maccabim who killed one of the Hegemonim, killed one of these generals, and therefore since the Nes occurred based on them, so therefore, specifically women don't do work. You're satisfied with that answer?
No.
A little bit weird, right? Okay, it's just because the Nes happened by them, therefore what? Therefore you still are going to touch the candle. Comes along the Maruk Tzi, and it's even quoted, the Maharil as well, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that says, well, some say the minhag applies, why only women? V'yesh mekomo shegam anoshim machmirim b'zeh. She's not the only one who's going to sit on the couch. She's sitting on the couch. I'm sitting on the next couch. You know, why should she be the only one who gets the night off? Says the Mario, maybe you should also. And the Mario Ketia explains the reason is very simple. If the reason is maybe you're going to come to touch the candle while you're working, there's just as likely that a woman is going to, man and women are going to both touch it equally. If you say it's like Yontif, so why should she observe this Yontif of Chanukah any more than I should? So therefore, says the Maariv Ketzia and this Maariv, that therefore it applies equally to men and women. Just as a side note, Rabbi Yashav, who saw a quote in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, says, we men aren't machmir for this halacha nowadays. We do work, but the women, they are machmir and they shouldn't do work for this half hour. So it begs the question, so how did it become that it's only the women and not the men? So one answer, of course, is, well, I guess a little bit pejorative to women. Women are daitin kalas, whatever that means. We're not going to translate that. Yeah, whatever daitin kalas means, they're going to be more likelihood to touch the candles because they're not going to be as attuned to this halacha. So you, if you're doing work, you're fixing the table, I don't know, or doing other malacha, you're sewing, if that's what you're doing. Yeah, so you're going to be very careful not to go near the candles and use the light. But a woman may not be so careful, therefore the chumrah is only for them. That's answer number one. Number two is you could say, well, look, if you say the reason is Yontif, they, kind of like what the Mishnah Berurah was saying, they had a harder time in the times of the Yevanim. They were the ones who had to go be boiled to the hegemon. They had to have these horrible tragedies that occurred to the women. Therefore, they get this special dispensation of this Yontif that it applies only to them. The third reason I saw why it should be limited to women is a wild Chidushei Arim. The Chidushei Arim says like this. He says, what is the man's mitzvah? What do you do by Chanukah? No? What do you do? You light the menorah. Once it's lit, what's your mitzvah? Nothing. You're finished. You do the physical lighting, then you're done. So therefore, for you, it's not a yontif anymore. But the woman, what's the woman's mitzvah? She's not in many houses. She's not the one who's physically lighting. Her mitzvah is to be mizbonein and to like appreciate and to see the pirsum anis. So therefore, for that half hour, the man could do work because he already fulfilled his mitzvah. But the woman didn't fulfill her nais because her nais is to sit and watch the neighbor. It's a very creative answer. Reason number four... So that, no, that's assuming, I guess, that the woman is not lighting. You're right. In a house where a woman would be lighting, then it would be different. His idea is that the man's mitzvah is to light. The woman, because she's not lighting, her mitzvah is to either the piercing of the nace. But you're right. That wouldn't apply if she's lighting. For reason number four, I saw quoted by the Sefer Knaf Renona. He writes like this. What's the reason why we're not supposed to benefit from the Neros? So some of the reasons that are given is because in the Beis HaMikdash, they had Neros. You weren't allowed to use the Neros. Men, we know that halacha, because we were in the Beis HaMikdash. It was the Kohanim who were serving the Avodah. We know you're not supposed to be Moel, you're not supposed to benefit from any candles in the Beis HaMikdash. Women were in general not in those parts, and for sure not doing service in the Beis HaMikdash. So for them, they need a special warning. Here, these candles are like the Beis HaMikdash, don't touch them, so therefore don't do work in the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Now the question that you all want to know, can your mother or your wife make lakas during that half hour? No, is that you're sitting there starved as you smell, you know, the oil, and your wife tells you, your mother says, no, I'm taking a break for a half hour. Is bishul included in this prohibition? This is the only nafkamina lamaisa. This is what everyone wants to know. You know, how long are you going to have to wait for your lakas? You know, you're sizzling. So comes along Rav Chaim Palachi and the Ben Ish Chai, and they say, this is limited to very specific malachos. It's tevia, like sewing, it's ariga, another type of weaving, and kibbutz, and washing. And the Shevet Alevi and the Ber Moshe elaborate more that these malachas are tircha-based. It's annoying to sew. It's annoying to do the laundry, right? It's not a fun activity. And therefore, those which have tircha involved, those are problematic. But bishul, on the other hand, as proven by what the market for cookbooks, obviously cooking is not a tircha based activity, because otherwise all these cookbooks wouldn't make millions of dollars in their sales. Obviously, people, women enjoy cooking, because otherwise then what's the market for this? So the pshat is no, bishul is not a tircha based activity, which suggests the Bar Moshe M'Shevet. Wait a minute, sorry, but Peretz Steinberg, quoting the Rivas of Ephraim, agreed to this. So now we have a queen's impetor on this psak. Therefore, they say bishul would be okay. The Shraga Meir, he points out, look, even if the reason is that it's like a yontif, so is bishul mutar on yontif? Absolutely. So even if you say the reason why you're not supposed to do malacha during those half hour is because it's like yontif and we want you to focus on the candles, yeah, but on yontif you're allowed to cook, so why should Chanukah be any more machmer? However, of course, there are dissenting opinions, and the Rivos Ephraim quotes Rev Fisher, who was the Eidach Haredi, the Eidach Haredis, and he writes that the minig of Yerushalayim is bishul is forbidden as well. Why? Because the reason is, maybe you're going to touch the candles. If the fear is maybe you're going to be mishtamish with the candles, the same chance that you're going to go near the candles to sew is the same chashash. You're going to go to the candles to look at the egg to see if there's really blood in the egg or whatever. You're going to measure it up against the fire. So why should there be any difference between different types of malachos? Finally, Rivos Ephraim attacks it even more. He says maybe even bishul should be usur according to the reason of yontif. Why? Because yontif, it's mutter to do bishul, but... yeah, but when is Ochel Nefesh not permitted? If you could, or even more basic, if you could have done it earlier. No. You can't leave all your cooking to Yontif afternoon. Anything you could have done beforehand, Efshir Mi Ba'od Yom, okay, fine, Veseder, but you could have done it before. It wouldn't have killed you to crack the eggs before. It's still fresh, no? Or whatever, not crack the eggs, whatever it is. Peel the potatoes an hour before the candles were lit. It wouldn't have killed you, but the latkes is still going to taste just as good if she would have peeled the potatoes before. So therefore, he says, if that's the reason, you don't have the heter of yontif being mutter. So I don't know, what other malacha bishul would be there be? Turn the fire? You could have thrown the fire beforehand. No, I don't know. Pour the oil in. I don't even know how to make latkes, so I'm going to stop talking now. Yeah, but however it is, whatever malacha you could have done, whatever the bishul process is, could have been started beforehand, and therefore you don't have a problem. I'll just end with a beautiful thought by Venite Gavriel, Mur de Kazakh. It's very, very starka musr. It's a good Shalom Bayis lesson. He says, you know why the women don't work that half hour? He says, the women shouldn't even go out to Amazing Savings. Are women allowed to go out to Amazing Savings during that half hour? They realized, oops, forgot to get the dreidels. Can they run out right after the Chanukah candles are lit to go buy something? Is that malacha? So he says that shouldn't be done either. And you know why? Because the reason for this halacha is that after the half hour after the candles are lit, the mishpacha should be gathered around the candle. Why? Because the whole idea of Pirsa Manis is to have the whole family. If this person's running this way and this person's running that way, then it really decreases the whole concept of Pirsa Manis, which is a beautiful concept, that the idea of Isra Malacha is based on the family should be together. And if you think about it, I think in my house, the time that I light, and then some of my daughters light, then my sons light, so I'm singing Hainir Salahu, then you sing Mo's Tzor. By that point, it's already 20 out of the minutes, out of the half hour, hands down. And then sometimes we dance a little bit. So by that point, the half hour is already up. So all of this halacha is really trying to teach us, I think, and this Nite Gavriel hammers it home, is that there should be a kibbutz, there should be a really appreciation for the candles, where the whole family and people shouldn't feel excluded. Shkai.